Recording started.
Good morning, and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, bring your attention to the breath, what you're doing. This is a time when we are deepening down into the sanctuary of our heart, the cave of our soul, where we can commune with the Father, the Mother, the Spirit within. As always at this time, I like to remind you the wise words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So I invite you, as you take a deep breath in, to realize it is the God-giving, life-energizing, renewing, restoring breath of the divine that you are breathing into your being, and truly expand your lungs and drop your diaphragm to take in as much as you can. Hold. And gently, slowly release. Take in another deep, energizing, life-enhancing, renewing, restorative breath. Hold. Slowly, gently release. And as you take your final deep breath in, set the intention to be present in this moment. To leave the distractions of the world behind, and to be here now in this community, joining hearts and minds across the airwaves. Hold. Gently release. Sometimes with this business of this thing called life, we think we don't have time to stop, to pause, to remember who is at the center of our being, who is living the life that is our life. So we have to remember to be conscious. And that's what we are doing here at the 10 at 10. Being conscious just for 10 minutes or so of the life within us. The life within that quickens, that renews, that heals, that restores, that guides, that illuminates our being. And so, we have been on a journey, the journey of season of nonviolence. This journey where we are seeking to be the peace in the world. This journey that requires us to be conscious of all the things that we may be doing, thinking, believing, expressing about ourselves that may take us out of alignment of being at peace. Today's practice is simplicity. Hans Hofmann says, the ability to simplify means to eliminate the unnecessary so that the necessary may speak. To eliminate the unnecessary so that the necessary may speak. To eliminate all the endless chatter that we allow to go on in our heads, so that we may hear the necessary, the still small voice of the spirit within, the still small voice that is ever calling, ever beckoning you to come home to it. So as we wish to see, experience, and be peace-filled beings in this world, we have to do the inner work, the continuous releasing and letting go of all that no longer serves us, the false, erroneous beliefs and ideas that we have held onto for too long. We have to come back to the remembrance of who we are and whose we are. To know that we are children of the Most High God, the innermost and the outermost God, the one and the same. That we are made in the image and likeness of its divine perfection. And as we know this truth for ourselves, we know it for each and every single individual that exists in this world at this time. As we think from this space, as we feel from this truth, as we live in this banner, truly, we will be, as Gandhi admonishes, to be the change in the world we wish to see. So in this awareness, in this truth, we align ourselves with the infinite consciousness that is everywhere conscious. The divine spirit, the divine life that is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. And so we consciously come into the presence at this time, knowing that the divine beloved, in whom we live, move, and have our being, that is ever wishing to express its perfection in and through and as us. We know that as we surrender the stories, the limitations, the false beliefs about ourselves, we allow the truth of our being to shine through. That we allow the light that is within to radiate and allow others to see, and thereby trusting and letting their light shine. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, as we journey towards wholeness, as we journey to be more peace-filled, loving, non-violent individuals on this earth at this time, give us the guidance, the direction, the commitment to keep on keeping on, doing our bit to be the loving individuals that you created us to be. Let us not faint or grow weary from efforting in doing, in being, in expressing the love that we are, the love that is you, that is at the center of our being. Let us be quick to forgive ourselves for any nonsense we may indulge in, for any false beliefs we may be holding on to. Let us forgive ourselves when we cannot forgive others, knowing that truly as we learn to forgive, we can be at peace. Let us choose to live simply, in simplifying our lives by eradicating all that is unnecessary, all that keeps us from you, all that clutters who we are at the source of our being. Divine below, infinite creator, source of all that is, we humbly, lovingly surrender to you. And now affirm silently to yourselves, our lives can become cluttered with stuff, with stimulation and activities that are at best enjoyable and at worst distractions that push the essential from center to the periphery. Today, I take steps to simplify my life. And so it is. Together we say Amen.
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 My beloved, I invite you to repeat our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
As always, I'm going to continue to remind you that the practices and principles for our 64 days of nonviolence can be found on the Sunday Soul Connection. Also, I'm posting on Facebook if you are connected to me. It is worth liking me, for I'm sharing many, many inspirational things there. So until Sunday, I look forward to joining you then. I wish you a very blessed and peaceful week.
Thank you.